How can businesses achieve the power of and? In a new podcast called And is the Future, Solvay CEO Ilham Kadri speaks to thought leaders around the globe about how companies can be both profitable and sustainable, science-driven and human, daring in business and caring for people. Listen to And is the Future on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, or visit Solvay's website at www.solvay.com/podcast.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, June 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You may have seen the ads on TV for reverse mortgages. They're a way for senior homeowners to borrow money against the equity in their home. But for decades, many seniors faced high risk when they took on a reverse mortgage.
In many cases, homeowners could not handle the expense involved and wound up borrowing more than they were able to pay back. It resulted in some horror stories where some borrowers wound up facing foreclosure.
More recently, reverse mortgages have gotten a makeover to make them safer financially, but there are still risks and expenses to plan for. Coming up, we'll ask WSJ contributor Lori Wianu about the pros and cons of reverse mortgages. That's after the break.
Don't forget to check out Amazon ReMars, the new event bringing together the brightest minds in science and tech. Visit remars.amazonevents.com/WSJ to learn more and attend for just $199.
Reverse mortgages are billed as a way for retired homeowners on fixed incomes to be able to afford to live in their homes until they die. But they long ago developed a bad reputation, which the industry has been trying to shake off. So what exactly is a reverse mortgage? How does it work? And what's been done to address the flaws in the system that turn many people off to them? WSJ contributor Lori Wianu has been looking into this, and she joins us with details. Hey, Lori, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So first of all, Lori, briefly explain what a reverse mortgage is and why would someone consider it?
Well, in a reverse mortgage, the bank takes ownership of a person's house. It differs from a traditional mortgage in that the homeowner borrows a portion of the equity they have in their home as funds to live on, and the bill comes due either when the homeowner or homeowners die, sell the house, or move out. But it's essentially geared to retired homeowners with limited incomes who want to stay in their homes until their death.
Now, reverse mortgages have been around since the 1960s, but they took on a negative stigma over time. What is it about them that led to them getting such a bad image?
Well, in many cases, homeowners could not handle the expense involved and wound up borrowing more than they were able to pay back. And for a lot of people, they simply did not fully understand the rules. It resulted in some horror stories where some borrowers wound up facing foreclosure and surviving spouses who were evicted.
Okay, and so more recently, what kinds of protections have been added to reverse mortgages to benefit borrowers?
Well, the Federal Housing Administration, overseen by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, they really offer protections now to borrowers that include limits on how much borrowers can obtain. So seniors don't opt for large lump sum distributions they can't afford. It offers protection from default if the value of the home declines to less than the loan amount. The Federal Housing Authority covers any shortfalls between the final loan balance and the net proceeds from the sale. So seniors do not run the risk of being underwater on the loan if the value of the home drops. Let's say you took out a $500,000 reverse mortgage and the value of your home dropped to $450,000. That would mean that you are out $50,000 of that loan. But with this insurance, if the home values were to fall, you know, you don't have any problems. And this is very, very important. And provisions that secure a surviving spouse's right to remain in the home after the borrower's death, under HUD, they also even require that anyone interested in getting a reverse mortgage called a HECM, which is, these are these federally insured reverse mortgages, that they actually attend an education course. So they really understand how these products work. And so they feel like they're fully equipped as consumers to know the pros and the cons of reverse mortgages.
All right, well, let's talk about some of those pros and cons. When a homeowner receives the reverse mortgage disbursement, what's the tax picture there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Believe it or not, you might think they're taxed, but the funds dispersed aren't taxed since they are considered a loan advance, unlike other retirement income, such as distributions from an IRA or 401k.
All right, but many U.S. homeowners are still skeptical about reverse mortgages because of some significant downsides. Among them are fees. What should people know about the fees?
Well, they can be very, very significant. They can be, considered a huge downside. These would include origination fees, which are capped at $6,000, interest and service fees, a HUD counseling fee, appraisal fees, and third-party closing costs. There is also upfront mortgage insurance, which is 2% of the appraised value of the home due the first year, then about half a percentage of the mortgage balance charged annually over the life of a loan. According to many reverse mortgage brokers, for a 65-year-old couple to open a $250,000 HECM on a house worth $500,000, total upfront cost could reach $18,000 or more under certain circumstances. That's a heavy hit for consumers, especially today with the high cost of inflation.
And those fees, are they outside the loan and come from out-of-pocket?
Correct, yes. Another point I want to make is that after you take a reverse mortgage out, you have to keep in mind that you must also have the amount of income needed to pay home insurance, taxes on the dwelling. These are not included in the reverse mortgage. So you must, as a senior, be sure that you have enough cash on hand to be able to pay these additional expenses.
Now, how would a reverse mortgage affect the children of seniors who might be expecting to inherit their parents' home?
I know a lot of times children are worried and upset if their parents opt for a reverse mortgage because they think they'll be cheated out of their inheritance. And what they have to keep in mind is if they wanted to keep the home, they could pay off the loan, the remaining portion, upon the death of their parent or parents, and they can keep the property if they wanted to. They don't have to. It's not required.
And since this is a loan, how do interest rates work into this equation?
Most of them are variable rate, and they fluctuate according to how interest rates rise and fall. And in today's environment, as interest rates rise, some would say, well, this is not a good time to get a reverse mortgage. But a lot of retirement planners say the opposite. They say, if you don't really need the money, you can actually use a reverse mortgage very creatively. You can take out a reverse mortgage and you can let it sit there without tapping into it. And it could actually appreciate in value as interest rates rise. And for a small minority of seniors who can afford to do this, they're using this right now as a strategy in this time of inflation and rising rates.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Lori Ioanou. Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It was great speaking to you today.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.